An economist with the University of Ghana, Dr. Eric Osei-Asibe, says the energy sector is the backbone of the Ghanaian economy. Therefore, government should adopt an urgent approach in solving the power crisis. According to him, the energy crisis being experienced is the most intense and longest in the history of Ghana, and government must execute programs that will solve the problem to improve the living conditions of the people. Dr. Osei-Asibe was speaking on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point, which discussed President Mahama's State of the Nation address delivered to Parliament last Thursday.
Although the president did well in terms of giving us hope as far as the energy situation is concerned, all of us should admit that as a country we have failed to plan, you know, planning into both the short-term and the long-term needs of our energy. The energy situation is a catalytic factor in terms of our development, in terms of our growth. And therefore, it is something that we shouldn't joke with. We are now grappling with whether we are managing the energy situation or we are fixing it. For me, it is neither here nor there. What Ghanaians want is having their power restored. And whether you are fixing it in the short term or long term, it all has an implication on the economy. Because if you are not able to address the short term problem, it will eat into your long term. Obviously, you may not even get the money to plan for the long-term policies that you want to do. So I was actually expecting that the president will be clear in terms of timeline, largely because it is important for business people to know those timelines in order to help them with the planning. And therefore, when the president was going to speak about the energy, everybody was attentive to know when exactly, at least the short-term disruptions.
When you were speaking earlier, you mentioned that when you listened to the president for the 2014, he gave some time mind, and unfortunately we're still having the same problem. So you expect him to do the same?
For president, you should be able to know how you're going to execute programs. Program execution and implementation. On the issue of energy, it lacks some urgency because this situation is very urgent. Now, whatever macroeconomic situation that we expect, everything hinges on our ability to resolve this energy crisis.
More urgent approach, like what?
Because what the president said, that he has signed, you know, agreement. I mean, how long has this thing started? About 3 years now. And some of us have had the occasion of telling the president or saying that we need to have backup because we can no longer continue to rely on the hydro. You know, we can no longer continue to rely on the thermal, particularly looking at the cost of producing this thermal and also appreciating the problem of the atwabo. We knew all this.
That was an economist with the University of Ghana, Dr. Eric Osei-Asibe. MP for Obuasi East, Kweku Kwarteng, says State of the Nation addresses have become an exercise to praise government. This, according to him, does not augur well for the country.
The State of the Nation address is supposed to give the conditions of the state, first and foremost, like you're giving an account of what you have been achieved, where you're coming from, where we are now, and where we are going. Most of the issues that the president presented were more forward-looking, but the speech failed to tell Ghanaians what exactly was the state of the Ghanaian economy.
The problems are quite basic and fundamental. Fuel to power our generators. And then two, ECG. These are the two most important problems of the energy sector and are responsible for why we are in darkness, apart from the lack of funds to do the things we need to do to give us light. Increasingly, we are thinking about gas. So you want to know, when you say the state of the nation, what are our own expectations of our gas consumption for the provision of electricity? It wasn't very clear in the president's statement, and that begins to suggest that unless we are clear about the exact quantities of gas we are going to need going forward, then it becomes hard to see whether the strategies outlined would really respond to those needs. The president spoke about the 10 fields and said in 2016 the 10 fields would produce the gas we are expecting. He put it 2016, but many experts put it 2017. It should have been ready.
But the president says 2016.
2016, yes. Originally, we were told that it was going to be ready 2015, so we can always go wrong. The point I'm making is that if you look at the Ginyame fields, which the president says some 3 weeks ago, I signed it. So when would that be ready? Now, you put these two together, they are the immediate sources of gas we appear to be looking at. The other problem, apart from fuel, it's also ECG. ECG is the off-taker. ECG is the government agent that buys power from whoever is producing it, sells the power to consumers, collects the money to pay the investors. ECG is indebted to all the existing IPPs. They produce the power, they give it to ECG. ECG on-sells the power. Where's the money? There's so much indebtedness, and we have the waste and all the difficulties ECG is having. So ECG's books are not very pleasant. Their balance sheet doesn't look good. So what is happening? The IPPs who signed the earlier contracts, for instance, those who signed the Sonon Assembly, the first phase completed somewhere 2007, 2008. The second phase should have started and completed long ago. Why are they not going in? ECG is owing them.
Kweku Kwarteng is the MP for Obuasi East. For his part, the Deputy Minister of Education, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, says the President was clear on the strategies to be employed to manage the crisis in the short and long terms. He said 1,000 megawatts of power will be available by April to tackle the challenges and solve it once and for all by the end of the year.
Have we had challenges in this economy? Yes, we have. The President admitted that. That's why the President convened the Century Forum, if you remember. Yeah. I mean, we had serious issues with our currency, inflation. I mean, we had serious issues. But will you say that this is an economy recovering? I am not an economist, but from all the economic papers I've read, all the projections, even by the rating agencies, the Moody's and Standard & Poor's and Fitch and what have you, when they all come to assess our economy, they say that our midterm prospects are bright, and that once we put in the right controls, the control measures, and we cut down expenditure, and we are able to rein in even our payroll management, we would be back on track. Mm. And you see that we are beginning to show positive signs. Our currency stabilized. If you look at services sector, the agriculture sector, you see a lot of positive growth. Of course, we've had challenges with the manufacturing sector. The president highlighted that and talked about how he hopes that the various interventions put in place, for example, the 51 million Ghana Cedis support he gave to the pharmaceuticals, he hopes that all of that will help.